Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Okay, I was going to talk about how cold it is this morning.
How cold is it?
It's so cold that it's 30 degrees outside, and I almost went back inside and went, yeah, forget it.
Yeah, that's not funny.
It was cold.
It's cold, but it's not funny.
But then you get on the west side, and there's a lot of wind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I know. It's so cold, it's not funny.
No, yeah.
See, that's why I said that.
And that wind on the west side, boy, it'll cut right through you.
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die, and I didn't even have to go that far to get to the back door here. But
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Yikers.
Yeah.
But as I was driving in, I always get off at the downtown Mesa exit, right? Because, you know, I'm too chicken to get off at the Executive Center exit, you know. So I always get off at that exit. Well, when you pull up to that stoplight right there, right after you get off the freeway, you know, you do that little S-curve thing, and then you get to the light. To the right, there's the old Harding Orr funeral home building that's being renovated, I believe, by Reyes and Reyes Law Firm. And it's, you know, they've been working on it for the better part of a year.
Why, is it next to the Reyes and Reyes?
No, no, no. They're totally moving from what I understand, they're moving from their Montana location to this Harding and Orr, the old Harding and Orr building.
Oh, what, was their original building not haunted enough that they
want to
move
into? I know, that they
want
to move to a funeral home?
Yeah.
I know, exactly. So, I mean, dude, I look over there at it all the time because it's a pretty old building. And I'm always, you know, keeping an eye on what the progress is and hoping that they don't, you know, make more of a mess of it than they already are. Mm-hmm. And so I was, nothing. It's not big and been a big deal. I've been getting off at that exit for, you know, years now. And I always look over at the building, never had a problem with it. It's just a pretty old building, right? So this morning I'm looking over at the building and at the top floor, a light clicks like a little pinpoint light kind of clicks on and off. And I look away because I'm like, okay, there's nobody in that building. There's no other lights on in that building. And I'm like, don't look at the building. Don't look at the building. And I can't stand it. I look at the building. And in a different window, it does the same thing. I've never in the years that I've been getting off at that freeway exit, I've never seen anything, even when it was actively still a funeral home, because it hasn't been a funeral home for almost a year now. Even when it was actively still a funeral home, I never saw anything weird in those windows. And I was like, OMG. And of course, it felt like the light took three times as long as it normally does, you know.
The traffic
light. Yeah, I'm like, please turn green. Please turn green. I'm like seriously considering running the red light.
Are you sure it wasn't a reflection?
I thought.
Remember when you thought there was some kind of ghost downtown?
In the downtown building.
And it turned out to be a reflection from the Plaza Hotel?
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I thought, it's a reflection. That's all it is. It's a reflection.
Yeah.
Except that nobody else was on the road.
Right.
Except me.
Yeah.
But
it could have been a building behind you, or the traffic light itself, or something.
Okay, except that that's never happened in the probably going on 6 years that I've been taking that exit.
Right, yeah. Or you just have never looked at the right time, because it's all about timing.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
It's like, I'm sure that building downtown was off, the window was reflecting the Plaza Hotel sign.
Yeah.
For the longest time.
Yeah.
And you just never noticed
it. I just never noticed it.
Till that moment.
Yeah. It just was very odd because the light moved to three different windows.
And how so? Like somebody walking with a lantern or a flashlight?
I don't know. All I'm saying is
it's a pretty cold night, you know. Maybe somebody who, you know, needed a place to stay
is in there.
Got in there to
That's
keep,
possible.
you know, because it's
darn super
cold.
Yeah, it's super cold.
And you said it's under construction.
It
right?
is under construction.
Yeah, so there's probably a way in, or somebody found a way in.
Possibly, that's possible, but. How did they move from the two windows in the upper floors to suddenly in the floor directly
right,
below it?
Right, yeah, I know. And how'd they get so small?
Man?
Yeah.
So yeah, now I'm like, okay, God, I'm driving. I'm talking to God the whole way up Mesa.
So the time that you were at the traffic light,
yes,
the light that you saw in that building,
yes,
went from upstairs to downstairs.
It went from two.
It
adjacent
went from
rooms,
window to window upstairs,
and then down,
and then downstairs
in the space of a traffic light.
In the space of a traffic light.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure the steps aren't. I mean, it's just two stories.
No, that building, no. It's probably like four.
Okay, but the lights just went down one story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, that wouldn't be too hard to get to in a matter of a light cycle.
You don't think?
Of a traffic light cycle.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, especially if they're, you know, springier and more robust than us.
Well, I think that would pretty much get anybody.
You know?
That's pretty much covers anybody else.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, tomorrow morning,
uh-huh.
I'm not looking at that building.
Yeah.
Because, look, there's only so many options here.
Yeah.
You know? I'm either going to have to, like, suck it up, buttercup, and stop looking at that building.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I get there. Or I'm going to have to go to Executive or UTEP.
You probably have the most fearful drive of anyone in El Paso.
Well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
You won't look at the cemetery as
I know.
You pass by Concordia.
Well,
you won't get on top of the spaghetti bowl or any other, you know.
I hate that.
Any other ramp like that.
Yeah.
Now, when you go down Montana, you don't look left or right because you never know what's in those old buildings.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Won't get
all
off
those old
Executive
houses.
Executive because almost a decade ago you spun out.
Oh, yeah, and launched myself into a mountain.
And now you're not going to look at another building because of this.
You have
the most fearful ride in of anyone in El Paso.
It's dark. It's dark, and El Paso is very old.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And there's a lot of ghosts, especially in that part of town.
Well, yeah, especially a funeral home.
Well, yeah.
God knows what went on in those places.
I know. You're seeing my point here.
No, I get it. There's reasonable explanations.
Yes.
And then there's Trisha explanations. So, okay. All right, we'll go with the Trisha explanation.
Okay.
It's probably best that you keep your eyes on the road anyway.
Anyway, yeah. I agree.
Kiss FM.
92.1 Kiss FM. Today's best mix, Mike and Trisha Mornings. So it happened yesterday.
What?
I fell off the bike.
Oh, no.
You know, I got a bicycle for Christmas.
Right.
For years, I've been moaning, and I've been like, oh, man, you know, if I had a bike, I could exercise. Because, you know, I got bad knees.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's low impact. And I've, you know, been wishing for a bike for a couple of years. So this Christmas, my wife made it come true. And now I regret it. It's more work than I thought.
Well, yeah, it's a bike.
Riding a bike is not as easy as riding a bike.
No.
Especially 30 years later, because it's been at least that long since I've been on a bicycle.
Yeah.
And yesterday I fell off the bicycle, and I thought at first it was just like a little scratch mark there, where my knuckles kind of scraped against the cement because
right.
I fell in the driveway. And then when I woke up from my nap, it was like this big old bump, man.
And it's starting to bruise.
Well, does that mean that I broke my knuckle?
No,
it doesn't
because,
feel like I broke my knuckle.
No, because you wouldn't be able to do that. You wouldn't be able to move your fingers like that.
Yeah, I can do that. I can touch, although it hurts a little, but yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's all puffy. You've got a lot of inflammation in there.
Yeah. Man, boy. I didn't think much of it till I woke up from my nap. And then I looked down and I was like, well, that can't be good. And so there I am, Googling away, man. Did I break my knuckle?
Well, no, of course not, because you wouldn't be able to move it.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what the internet said.
Okay, well.
So I thought, no, but then my wife was like all in a panic, and she wanted to take me to ER.
Oh, man.
But like, you know, even with the good insurance that we have here at work,
yeah,
it still costs a lot to go to the ER.
Not to mention the fact that right now everybody and their dog is there with their flu.
True that.
You would have gotten sick.
So I resisted, and I just iced it for pretty much the rest of the day yesterday, and so it doesn't look as bad as it did yesterday. But I don't think I broke my knuckle.
You wouldn't be able to make a fist like you're doing.
You sure?
And no, yeah, of course not. And you wouldn't be able to wiggle your fingers or touch it, for heaven's sakes. You wouldn't be able to do all that stuff. You just banged it up pretty decently.
Well, the internet, and it wasn't even that bad. It really wasn't even that bad of a fall. It truly wasn't.
Huh.
When I fell like this. And at first I thought, oh, great, I'm going to break my wrist.
Yeah.
But no, that didn't happen. But it really wasn't all that painful or that bad till I woke up and I saw that big old bump that I was, you know, sporting. But
right.
The internet said no. And anyway, if it was, they really don't do much for knuckles anyway.
No, they don't. Yeah.
You know, there's not much they can really do for a knuckle.
They might try
other than don't try to hit anyone with it.
Or, yeah. Or they might tape it to try to mobilize
yeah,
it. But that's
yeah,
about it.
Right. Yeah. So
It's like breaking a toe. They're like, ooh, yeah, that's got to hurt.
Right.
You know, go on home.
Yeah. So I don't know. My wife is threatening to take the bicycle back. So my bicycle riding days may be over.
Oh, no.
And I wish it was like a dramatic fall. But it really wasn't. I mean, I wish I had a great story. I wish I was like, oh, my God, you know, I was an Ambien and I hit the wrong button. And
right?
I ran into a wall
yeah.
and I fell, you know, face first.
Next thing you know, you're all over the El Paso Times.
Exactly. But it wasn't even like that at all. You know how it happened?
How?
Getting off the bike.
Oh, no. See, and that's my thing. I cannot get on or off a bike gracefully
mm-hmm.
or without hurting me myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the second time that has happened. The first time, though, I was by one of the cars, and I was able to hold on, so I didn't fall.
Right, yeah.
Right, just the bicycle. But it looks like I'm going to have to do what I have resisted from day one and what I have always ooged myself out with.
What?
Those perverted-looking bicycle shorts. It looks like I'm going to have to get perverted-looking bicycle shorts. You know the ones with the big cup in the front?
Yes, yes.
And it looks like you're trying to show everybody how manly you are and how, yes, you would win the sword fight, you know? And I resisted them from day one. But now I guess I know why you need them, because I've tried several different types of clothing.
Right.
As I ride the bicycle, and each time they get caught on the seat.
Oh, okay.
Because they're too loose.
They're too loose. Yeah.
And that's how it happened.
Yeah.
Yesterday I tried it with sweatpants, but I guess those are too loose also.
Yeah.
And so it got caught on the seat, and that's how I lost my balance.
Oh, okay. I was
and
wondering.
The first time they got caught on my shorts, the ones that I usually wear to work.
Right.
Because it's been that kind of a winter around here.
Yeah.
You know, I was able to wear shorts. And so I was like, okay, this time I'm not wearing those really loose shorts, those cargo shorts. I'm going to wear sweatpants. But I guess I'm going to have to look like those guys that creep you out at the Starbucks.
Yeah, those guys are like, dude.
I know.
You want to holster that?
Good Lord. For real.
I mean, wow.
You know, and then they stand there, you know, they're like pelvic man. Have you noticed that?
It's true.
They do.
They totally do. They stand up and they've got their legs askew.
And then you're like, excuse me, and they turn around and they're like, they have to face you with that thing. You know, and it looks like I'm gonna have to be that guy. if I don't want to continue falling as I try to get off a bicycle.
That's hilarious. Oh Lord, dude. I can't wait. You're gonna have to take pictures.
No. I'm not gonna take pictures. Are you kidding me?
You know what I'm going to have to do then?
I think Instagram would ban me.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, because I know you go probably take a nap first, and then you go ride.
No, I usually ride before.
Do
because
you?
After I wake up from my nap, you know, it's after school, and the street gets a little busy with cars and school buses.
Okay, so
and
before.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, see, then what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to hang around on the west side before I go back home one day to go home. And I'm going to have to, like, sneak in the bushes. Yeah. Take a picture of you. Take action shots.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to scare the villagers. The only upside to those perverted-looking bicycle shorts, you know, with that cup, is that, you know, at least that cup would make me look better.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, there's that.
There's that.
You know, there's that.
It gives you that little ego boost.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Pelvic man.
Kiss FM. It's flu season, and that means a lot of coughing and sneezing. But should you ever try to suppress a sneeze? Well, a 34-year-old British man showed up at a London hospital complaining he was having a hard time swallowing and that he felt like a popping sensation in his neck. Well, after some prodding and some investigation, doctors discovered the man had suppressed a sneeze by pinching his nose and clamping his mouth shut. That ended up rupturing his throat from the force of the stifled sneeze. It's rendered him voiceless, and now he's in the hospital. A new study out shows that sneezes can escape your body at 150 miles per hour or so, and that if you try to keep one inside, it could do a lot of damage, and you could end up like the Michelin Man with air trapped inside your body. Or a ruptured throat, apparently.
Yes, I know. I've heard of people that throw their back out.
Oh, yeah.
When they try to suppress a sneeze.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend. Well, I had a friend in high school who used to do that. And I used to think to myself, she's going to blow the top of her head off doing that.
Yes, yes. Or your eyes will pop out.
I know. Something bad's going to happen.
I know.
And she would do the same thing. She would pinch her nose.
I try to sometimes, you know, because I'm in public or, you know, it's one of those
real
2 o'clock
quiet in the morning.
Environments,
yeah.
You know? But yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to be doing that for long, much longer, if at all, anymore.
Uh-uh.
And the same thing goes for butt trumpets.
I'm going to need to talk to our boss about a new studio for me.
I'm just going to let the music play from here on out, man, because I don't know what kind of stuff could happen there.
Let the music play. Oh, my God. You need help, dude. Seriously. Kiss FM.
It's so cold.
How cold is it?
The hipsters are wearing scarves because they're actually cold and not just because they're metrosexual D-bags. It's so cold.
How cold is it?
Oh, you best stay away from that person coughing and wheezing at the office, man, everybody is hurting. It's flu season. Kiss FM. Finally.
Yeah, for a couple of days. Yeah. That's how El Paso does winter.
Hey, look, I'll take it, man.
I know.
I will take today's temperatures, although I could do without the wind.
Yeah.
But it is cold this morning. It's so cold, we're having you write the punchline at 880-9393 or the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. We'll read off the Mike and Tricia Facebook page wall here in just a second. First, though, Art's going to write the punchline. Okay, Art, it's so cold. You write the punchline.
It's so cold, I saw the gangsters lift up their pants.
Oh, I love it.
You see, because they're usually hanging down. Oh, that's cold. Art, thank you.
All right.
Let's read off the Mike and Tricia Facebook wall. It's so cold.
Eva says, it's so cold, I farted a snowflake.
Oh.
Let's see. Virgie says, it's so cold, someone spilled hot coffee on me, and I thank them.
Oh, yeah. Kiss FM. I'm the one who doesn't see ghostesses everywhere. So Trisha rolls in this morning. First thing she wants to talk about is how she thinks she spotted more ghostesses.
I spotted something unexplained. I was driving in.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, late, it's dark. Well, early, dark.
Sure, sure.
I'm the only person on the road. I get off at the downtown Mesa exit because I'm too chicken to take the Executive Center exit.
Right.
Because I once got into an accident there, and I cannot bring myself to get off on that exit.
10 years ago, and you still don't like that exit.
I can't do it. And so I get off on the Mesa exit. I've done this for almost 10 years. There's right to the right. You see the old Harding Ore building, a funeral home building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's off to your right. It's catty corner across from the exit. You know which exit I'm talking about? It's the snake one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay. So I'm looking off to my right because I love that building. I love the Harding Ore building. And they're redoing it. A law firm is moving in there.
Uh-huh.
So I look over.
And you said it's the Reyes and Reyes?
Mm-hmm.
And Reyes?
That's my understanding, yeah.
And Reyes.
And Reyes.
Law firm.
All of those Reyeses.
So they're moving from the haunted location they have on Montana.
On Montana.
Or is this going to be a second office where they're going to put Reyes, Reyes, and Reyes?
I don't know. I think from what I understand, they're going to move the whole operation over there.
So Reyes and Reyes.
Because it's got bigger, it's got more parking, I think.
Is not going to stay on Montana. And then Reyes, Reyes, and Reyes are moving to this new place that used to be a funeral home.
Yes.
It's not going to be like that.
Not going to be like
they're
that.
They're moving everything.
From what I understand, they're moving the whole thing.
Okay. So they're moving from one haunted location to possibly another.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
I think they like ghostesses more than you.
I think so, yeah. And so I'm looking at the building because they're doing some new stuff to it.
Uh-huh.
And I look over to my right and I see a little light, like a pinpoint light in the window. And it kind of moves. And I was like, and I thought, okay, no.
You were like, I'm seeing things.
It's a reflection. Okay. I'm seeing things. Uh-huh. I'm tired.
Sure.
It's morning.
Uh-huh.
Haven't had my coffee yet.
Right.
And then I see
that. And so, of course, that made you want to stare harder,
well,
right?
Well, yeah. And
to
so
see if you see it again.
Yeah. And okay. So I'm looking and the light pops up and it's not a big light. It's a little pinpoint light.
Right. And it's just like a brief.
Yeah. And it lights up and then it kind of moves like somebody's walking.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And it happens in the window next to the window I saw it in.
All right.
Okay. And I'm okay. Now I'm going, okay, wait a minute. There's not a car on the road except for mine. There's no like flashing lights. There's no, I'm looking around hoping for some explanation. And then as I'm looking around, the light appears in the floor below the two windows it just appeared in.
Huh.
And well, I was like.
It was a pretty cold night.
It was a cold night.
I know, you know, it's illegal to trespass,
right.
But it's such a cold night and it's near downtown and, you know, they have a problem with homelessness
there.
So, you know, maybe somebody broke in to keep warm.
That's possible. It's entirely possible. Because for a long time, there were no windows in the building because they were redoing a bunch of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I believe that there are windows throughout the building now.
Yeah, yeah. Would you work in a building that used to be a funeral home?
Have you lost your mind? You must have done gone round the bend to even suggest such a thing.
See, I don't. That's why I don't get these Reyeses.
Yeah.
You know, what is it about haunted locations? They just dig them, don't they?
Apparently.
The first time this program ever ghost busted was their law firm.
Yeah, because it used to be...
It used to be a...
Well, it was a nursing home for a while, but then it was also like a sanitarium.
Yeah, or I don't know about a sanitarium, but I know they housed patients who were, you know...
In like the upper
floor.
Maybe
had some mental illnesses.
Yeah.
That's the upper floor they never use because a bunch of stuff happens up there, or so we were told.
Yeah.
And so we documented a long, long time ago. So I don't know what it is about these Reyeses.
They
love
know.
Them, the haunted locations.
You know, and the thing is that pretty much to like the central part, the traditional central part of town.
Well, you know, this place used to be as well.
Yes.
And you work here.
I
and
know.
You're okay with that.
Well, no, well, I didn't know that at the time.
I know this place
you
used
people
to be what?
Hid
it used
that
to be,
from me.
It was a V&A before us.
Right.
And then it was something else before?
Something else. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I've had some people who are part of the County Historical Society, and they've done research on this building.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty sketchy past.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, it kind of like drops off the radar.
Hmm.
But it's been there.
Yeah.
But whatever it was, and I'm like, well, yeah, because Ghostus has erased it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Sheesh. And you people, you hid that from me when you hired me.
Right, yeah.
You didn't tell me there were crazy Ghostuses running around by the bathroom.
Before you, nobody saw dead people, Tricia.
Dude.
Before you, nobody talked about Ghostuses around here.
Okay, let me tell you something. The late, great Scott Ronson has the best ghost story.
Sure, yeah, but he came
in this
after
place.
You. You
I know.
Were here before him, so...
No, I wasn't here before Scott.
Oh, yeah, you were.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
No.
I believe so.
No, Scott had been working here already.
Way before you?
Way before me. Yeah, because I remember listening to Scott.
Well, then he kept it from you, because I didn't know anything about ghostesses back then.
Oh, no,
and
no.
I certainly didn't know that, you know, you claimed to sense them so much.
Totally. Scott had two of the best ghost stories ever. One of them, he was in the studio next door, sister station, and something yelled his name in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he almost had a heart attack. And then a couple of years later, he was here and it was in the evening and Monica was here. And he thought that he and Monica were the only two left in the building because he was going to do, you know, his late shift. And so he looked at the cameras because we have cameras pointing down both halls.
Right.
And he looked in the cameras and he saw three people walk into Monica's office. And he was like, hey, party.
Yeah.
Here we go. So he walks down the hall and Monica's door is locked and closed. So he, you know, taps on the door. Yo, let me in.
Right. Yeah.
Yo, let me in. Nobody's answering the door. And
well,
he's
that's
like,
'cause he didn't know the password.
I know.
He needed
right.
A secret password.
Exactly. So he calls Monica and he says, girl, who's in your office? And she goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, why? What? Open the office door. And she goes, dude, I left 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
you're the only one there.
So now that you thought you saw what you think you saw, does that mean you have to find a new route to work?
No, there are no new routes to work. I can't go on the executive.
So what are you going
to
do now?
I'm not going to look. You know, I'm going to do the same thing I do when I pass by Concordia. I put my hand up to my eye.
You're not looking. You're
I'm not looking.
I'm not looking.
I can't see you. Kiss FM. Okay. on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. It's so cold today. Eva Lopez says she farted a snowflake. Eli says, well, Eli and Tori says, it's so cold outside, I wouldn't mind a hot flash right now.
You know what's so funny about that? It wasn't Tori who wrote that, it was Eli. That's what's so funny about that.
And Aaron says, it's so cold, I don't need keys to key. I don't need keys to key someone's car right now.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Let me think about that for a second.
Right?
880-9393 or the Mike and Tricia Facebook ball. Facebook ball? No, Facebook wall.
It's so cold outside.
That my words have frozen as they come out of my mouth. Kiss FM. Been by far one of the coldest mornings in the last couple of weeks and one of the colder just a handful of mornings since, you know, winter officially started. It hasn't been a normal kind of winter for us. It hasn't been as cold as it usually is. And it's we've been running above temperatures for months now.
Right.
But today was pretty darn cold, so we were having our listeners call in and Facebook us the punchline. You write the punchline. And so here we are. These are the five best punchlines that were commented on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. It's so cold.
Okay, Virgie says, it's so cold. Someone spilled hot coffee on me, and I thanked them.
Number four.
Eli and Tori said, it's so cold outside, I wouldn't mind a hot flash right now.
Number three.
Christy says, it's so cold. The homies are walking around with their pants pulled up.
Number two.
Aaron says, it's so cold, I don't need keys to key someone's car right now.
Uh-oh. And number one, it's so cold today.
Eva says, it's so cold today, I farted a snowflake.
You write the punchline on Mike and Tricia Mornings.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.